did that day. Take me to the place I love. Take me all the way.
Honey, come on. We were just finding our sound.
You found it. It's the sound of a cat being run over by a lawnmower.
Well, I'm really very busy. Is there any way that we can put this off until I have more time to prepare? Of course, but you understand my trepidation.
What's that about?
Not a clue.
Can't we just postpone it till this spring? Maybe next summer?
This should be fairly easy to deduce. He's holding the phone to his left ear. Ears do not cross hemispheres, so he's using the analytical rather than the emotional side of the brain, suggesting that he has no personal relationship with the caller.
No, I didn't realize it had been so long. Sure, I guess there's no other choice but to just go ahead and do it.
He's referring to an activity he has done before. It's unpleasant and needs to be repeated. This suggests some sort of invasive medical test, like perhaps a colonoscopy.
Any other options? There's not a lot of room. It's going to be uncomfortable.
Yes, yes. Yeah, I'm definitely going with colonoscopy.
Okay, bye. My mother's coming to visit.
How about that? You were right.
It's out of order.
Yes, I can read the sign. I'm just pondering the implications.
I think it implies that the elevator doesn't work.
Again, I can read the sign. But the sign and the tape are covered with a layer of dust, which indicates that the elevator has been non-functional for a significant amount of time, which suggests either a remarkable passivity among the, I assume, 24 to 36 residents of this building based on the number of mailboxes and given typical urban population density, or a shared delusion of functionality.
You must be Leonard's mother.
Oh, I don't know if I must be, but yes.
I'm Penny. I'm his neighbor.
Oh, Dr. Beverly Hofstadter.
Oh, nice to meet you.
Oh, you're a handshaker. Interesting.
Why don't you come with me? I'll walk you to the apartment.
Oh, all right. Would you like to exchange pleasantries on the way?
Yeah, sure, I guess.
All right, you start.
Okay, you know, I've always been curious. What was Leonard like when he was little?
Oh, I think you mean young. He's always been little.
Right, okay, what was he like when he was young?
You'll have to be more specific.
Oh. Okay, like 5 or 6.
At that age, he was well enmeshed in what Freud would call the phallic stage of psychosexual development. An outmoded theory, of course, but the boy did spend most of his waking hours with a tight grasp on his penis.
Oh, yeah, Leonard mentioned you were a psychiatrist.
Well, that is one of my degrees. My primary field is neuroscience.
Oh, well, I'm an actress.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Well, there are studies that suggest that many who go into the performing arts suffer from an external locus of identity.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
Well, it means you value yourself only as others value you, which is often the result of unmet childhood emotional needs.
Oh, well, I had a wonderful childhood.
Tell me about it.
I tried being good at sports, but I hated getting dirty.
And then I'm assuming you entered adolescence.
He called me Slugger until I got my first training bra, and then he just stopped playing catch with me. I wasn't Slugger anymore.
If you want to have intercourse with that girl, find out what kind of cologne her father wore.
Good to see you, Mother. Here's your tea, Mother.
Oolong?
Yes.
Loose, not bagged?
Yes.
Steeped 3 minutes?
Yes.
2% milk?
Yes.
Warmed separately?
Yes.
1 teaspoon sugar?
Yes.
Raw sugar?
Yes. It's cold. I'll start again.
I have the same problem with him. My theory is that his lack of focus stems from an overdeveloped sex drive.
Oh, I don't know where he would have gotten that, aside from a pro forma consummation of our marriage. His father and I only had intercourse for the purposes of reproduction.
That seems a fairly efficient arrangement.
Yes, we think so. We've both done papers on it. Mine from a neuroscientific point of view and his from an anthropological. Mine, of course, was the only one worth reading.
Of course. I would very much like to read about your sex life.
Well, it's all online, or you can order it from the Princeton University Press.
It's your tea, Mother. So, what are you guys talking about?
The frequency with which your parents had intercourse.
12. If you're lucky, maybe she'll show you the PowerPoint presentation.
I'm sorry, it's on my other laptop.
Oh! So, Mother? What's new?
You'll have to be more specific.
All right, what's new with you?
Oh, well, I've been having some fascinating menopausal symptoms recently.
Maybe something less personal.
Oh, your Uncle Floyd died.
Oh, my God, what happened?
His heart stopped beating. I have to urinate.
What a remarkable woman.
Yeah, I thought you guys might hit it off.
I envy you your childhood.
I hate to tell you, but the only warm memories I have of my childhood are of my Uncle Floyd.
Well, you're clearly misremembering. Your mother is brilliant, analytical, insightful, and I'm betting she never hit you with a Bible because you wouldn't eat your Brussels sprouts.
Sheldon, you don't give your mother enough credit. She's warm, she's loving, she doesn't glue electrodes to your head to measure your brain waves while potty training.
You were lucky. When I was a kid, if I wanted an EEG, I had to attach my own electrodes.
So, Dr. Hofstetter, Leonard rarely talks about his incredibly successful brother and sister.
Please don't go there, Howard.
I understand that, unlike Leonard, they're at the top of their respective fields.
Boy, you suck.
Well, Leonard's younger brother, Michael, is a tenured law professor at Harvard, and his sister just successfully grew a human pancreas in an adolescent gibbon.
So she's close to curing diabetes.
Why else would you grow a pancreas in a teenaged gibbon?
Wow, you must be very proud.
Why? They're not my accomplishments. I have to urinate.
Why are you doing this?
You know the rules. You brought your mom to work. You must suffer.
Well, I had no idea your siblings were so much more successful than you.
Yeah, you're like the Jar Jar Binks of the Hofstetter family.
Oh, Misha, thank you, Salok, and so sorry.
You know, rather than mock me, my friends might realize that this is difficult and try to help me through it.
Nope, I think mocking you is more fun.
Next time, don't use to bring Mama to work, okay?
That was fast.
Oh, the middle stall was occupied. I'll have to try again later.
It's totally understandable. In bladder voiding, as in real estate, it's location, location, location.
So where were we?
Howard lives with his mother, and Raj can't speak to women unless he's drunk. Go.
Oh, that's fascinating. Selective mutism is quite rare. On the other hand, an adult Jewish male living with his mother is so common it borders on sociological cliché.
It's just temporary. I pay rent.
He lives in the same room where his bassinet was.
Well, both selective mutism and an inability to separate from one's mother can stem from a pathological fear of women. It might explain why the two of you have created an ersatz homosexual marriage to satisfy your need for intimacy.
Oh,
Say what?
That's basically what I just said.
You brought your husband to work. You know the rules. Misa thinking Misa looking pretty sad now, too. Betcha, betcha.
Letting it's 1 o'clock. Weren't you going to show me your laboratory at 1 o'clock?
Yeah, there's no hurry, Mother. Tell them more about their secret love for each other.
But it's 1 o'clock. You were going to show me your laboratory at 1 o'clock.
Her reasoning is unassailable. It is 1 o'clock.
Fine, let's go.
I think you'll find my work pretty interesting. I'm attempting to replicate the dark matter signal found in sodium iodide crystals by the Italians.
So no original research?
No.
Well, what's the point of my seeing it? I could just read the paper the Italians wrote.